it was when we finally came to Innisfarm that I could actually get some proper rest. The wagon was hardly comfortable to travel on, and Andrew had a horrible habit of running over stones while I was trying to sleep. I have a horrible crick in my back now. So Mrs. Libby's House of Comforts seemed as good a place as any to get some respite. Decent music, pleasant decor, palatable food, and strippers. However, that peace was soon ruined as a rather uncouth-looking thug came in, asking around for me. Apparently I have a bounty on me now. Well, at least that's one thing off the bucket list. With my usual deft cunning, I was of course able to give him the slip. But it did rather ruin the ambiance. So I decided to indulge in some of the house's more exquisite comforts to take my mind off it and, well, you know what, we can talk about something else now. I'm sure you've heard enough about me. Where's the music? Music, please? Bard?
In the merry month of June, when first from home I started, left the girls from tomb so sad and broken heart, saluted father and dear, kissed me darling mother and drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smother, then often reap the corn, leave where I was born, cut the stock back long to banish ghosts and goblin brought a bear of brogues, rattle o' the bogs, frighten all the dogs on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, on the hare and turner down the rocky road and all the way to Dublin, whack for Aldi da.
Night is drawing in on Innisfarm, and a smattering of rain is starting to plip-plop down. Andrew's the first to notice it, as he's currently got his head out of the window, still struggling with the drink that he's ingested, just letting the cool air breeze past him. Currently next to him, Styx and Lumpkin are downstairs in the foyer section of Mrs. Libby's House of Pleasure. From outside, from the open window, they can hear the sound of a bell ringing as a man walks down the street.
Hear ye, hear ye!
Sorry, I've forgotten the word I was going to say.
Slow news day, mate.
Yeah, slow news day.
Hear ye, hear ye! 3 dungeon delvers apprehended, been sent to trial this evening. 4 of them are still about. Hear ye, dragons sighted across the sea. Hear ye, now for the weather, it's starting to rain.
You know, I'm thinking of that dude from, like, Corpse Bride.
Oh, yeah, he does that joke, doesn't he?
And then it's just like, oh my god, I've just seen the bars coming up on Audacity for that. Yeah.
And now for the weather.
And now for the weather.
I forgot that joke.
Small showers.
And now I've just realised that I've stolen that joke. So
yeah, I don't know what I'm going to
do. Let me think of another one that I can do.
Now I'll pass it over to someone for traffic.
Sports news.
Oh no, I've got it.
And now a message from the Lonely Hearts. Small elderly man looking for small woman interested in history.
Wait, is that what's his face up in the library?
Must be fond of a man with beard.
Aww.
And then he starts repeating all the same stuff over again.
Lovely.
Within the bar itself, the bard that has been doing his quite calm, chilled song is finished and left the stage, leaving it open for whoever else should want to go up. Around the place, there's a fair amount of conversation going on. It's building up in business with it getting fairly late and the night drawing in. A couple of people having an arm wrestle in the corner. Behind you, a little moth just flutters in through the open window where Andrew is. Andrew follows its line with his buzz-eyed.
Oh, pretty that is.
And it flutters off into the bar. What are you guys doing, Lumpkin and Styx, at this point?
Lumpkin is vaguely concerned about the moth, because it's a flappy thing in the air.
Okay. Not all so, from bad experiences.
Cat-like is watching it with mild curiosity.
Of course. Okay, fair dues. Sticks?
I'm checking if it's open mic night.
It appears to be, yeah.
All right, I'm going to start making my way towards the stage where the microphone is.
Yeah. Okay,
excellent.
Does this world have microphones?
No, it doesn't.
It's a mic stand with a loudspeaker on the end of it, like a trumpet.
Yeah, it's just it's just a large horn that you need to sing into. Okay, so as you head towards it, there's a man with a clipboard just standing by the stage. A couple of musicians sat there with interesting instruments waiting to play.
Of course, I'm not going to be on the fucking list, am I? Right, whose dick do I need to suck to get on the list?
I mean, we have that service here if you would like. However,
I forgot where we were.
I'm assuming you want to join in with the open mic night.
Why not, sir?
Excellent, sir. A bit unusual for a bar, but we're open-minded here.
bit unusual for a bar to go. A bard to go for an open mic night.
A sarcastic bastard.
No, I don't mean that. I mean
are you mocking me?
No, not at all. I'm.
You want to fucking go, son?
all I'm saying is that I've not seen somebody of your background, let's say, interested in the musical.
Oh, that is being racist.
No, not racist. Just curious.
I'm going to give him a friendly pat on the back and say, I'm only joshing with you, mate. Let's get on stage and get this sorted.
He drops the pen as you pat him on the back. Okay, yes.
Clipboard goes flying across the room.
Yeah. Tugs down and picks up and... okay, if you'd like to write your name here and your style of music for us.
Okay, where it says name, I'm going to put an X, and where it says style of music, I'm going to put another X. I cannot read or write.
Do you tell this guy that you can't read or write, or do you?
No, I'm going to let the X speak for itself.
Okay. Okay. So, what shall I introduce you as?
Sticks.
Excellent. Okay, if you. Like to wait for a moment. We've got a couple of more people who are queuing up who've signed up beforehand, but we'll have you up on stage in a moment.
Of course. I'll happily sit in the queue.
Lumpkin, do you want to roll for perception?
Oh, shit. Oh,
yeah. Sure.
Is this the plot bunny coming along again?
Well, that is certainly a number 8 right there.
Okay, you have lost sight of the moth.
fair enough.
That's
there.
All I was checking.
Fair enough. I've lost sight of the moth. I'm gonna wrap
myself. Oh shit!
Myself.
My pants, thinking someone had just come in with a knife just right behind
Skin
me.
Skin a bloke and come back.
Sticks, are you sitting with the other musicians?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. As you take your seat, the ones that are there, there's an elf and there's a human, they just sort of like shuffle, give you a bit of extra space, probably a bit more than you need.
That's also to weigh down the rest of the bench, mate, because otherwise they're just going to fucking, that end is going to come straight up. In a comical fashion.
Yeah, as you sit down, they're like, they both moved away to give you space, but your weight in the centre just moves them back towards you. Oh. And they're both feeling a bit too awkward to move, so they just sort of like jostle.
Of course they are.
Twist a moment. They cross the leg on the opposite side direction to where you are.
Brilliant. Just what I need. I'm frantically looking through my spells to see what I can play.
Okay.
I'm thinking Thunder Wave, but that might cause a bit of a ruckus.
But it is a classic.
Do you need to use a spell? Oh my god,
what?
A
what
spell?
Never mind.
Aww.
May I present to you our next performer. It's rather unusual performer here, but I think they should do quite well. Give a big hand together and a big welcome to new bard here, Styx. There's a little patter of applause.
That'll
Everybody
do.
Give a patter of applause for this moment.
My soft, fuzzy beans don't make much noise.
No. Whoa, Styx! Whoa! That's Andrew, by the way. Give you a bit of support.
I told you to stay at home.
Okay. Styx, what do you play?
My drum. Question mark? I got no fucking idea, mate.
Do you want to elaborate on that, oh great bard?
Just hits the drum.
Would you like a prop? Wait.
Did you genuinely just reach over to my drum?
You are.
She's bringing me to tears.
It's so emotional.
I'll tell you what, shall I roll for performance first? Then you should fucking have a look and see what happens.
Yeah, roll for full performance and then perform depending on how good.
If only life were like
do my best.
I got a 18 plus 4.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. You've had the best performance so far, for sure.
You're fucking right, I did.
It's like he knows what he's doing or some shit.
Literally, if you can just use Smo's tappings on the drum.
I have no rhythm, excellent. So this isn't any good.
No, that was the only lyrics as well. I have no rhythm.
Andrew, you just keep going, I've got no rhythm.
I can't play the fucking drums, I've got no rhythm.
Andrew is right up the front of the stage on his own moshing. This is a new style of music. Moshing hasn't been invented yet until Andrew's just done
just
it now.
Happy to does be he out roll of home? Badly on that and just like slam his head on the stage?
Let's go for performance.
Tell me that was a nat one.
Yeah, that was a 2. Oh. There's minus 3 on it. So
he starts moshing enthusiastically and then he slams his fucking head on the stage. Oh.
Yeah. He keeps on tripping over people's chairs. So he accidentally knocks over somebody's drink.
Well, he is quite drunk.
Yeah.
Fucking bless him.
Oh. Just
this sweet, sweet guy.
One of the bar staff just sort of like just tries to wrestle him and lead him back to the chair where he was sat.
Aww.
Bless.
We lamb.
Dry.
Okay, so you do your performance, you get a big round of applause from the whole audience, and as you step down the stairwell, you see where at the bottom of the stage waiting for you, a very familiar goblin.
Oh, fuck it now.
Enjoying ourselves, are we?
I mean, someone's got to, you miserable bastard.
So me, he helped.
How's your arse?
Literally had a rubbish.
It's been patched up, actually. No more fluid is leaking out, and I can now shit without any kind of remorse.
Oh, glad to hear. I do like that stuff. It's great stuff, that is.
How are you doing, and what the... Actually, no. What the fuck are you doing here?
I'm checking up on your answer.
Are you here to give the second hole, or are you just here to check up on my health as if you were a doctor of sorts?
Well, I'm here to check up, not on your anus, though. I'm here to check up on the mission, the secret mission that we gave you.
Oh, yeah, shit. That mission.
Pats his nose.
That we all wink nudge know about.
Everybody in unison, indeed, no matter where they are in this tavern, just like the wink nudge nose thing.
The wink nudge nose thing, exactly.
So, have we got a table? We've got a lot to discuss.
I look over for the softest cushion in the room, and I aim my hand towards that.
Is it Lumpkin?
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, Lumpkin is currently the softest cushion in the room. So I believe Lumpkin was at a table as well.
You were at a table, near a window.
Yeah.
Lumpkin and Andrew are back at the table, so...
Okay. Andrew's got a big fucking lump on his forehead.
Oh. Yeah. He's really feeling it. He's just got his head in his hands, just The room is completely spinning as far as he's concerned.
Lumpkins. Oh,
okay, so
Jesus Christ.
Lumpkins gently passing you lead... him.
Wonderful. I think I'm going to die. Oh.
Not
do
yet.
Do you want to make it quicker?
I feel like I can see the future. Okay, so you lead Thrallson back to the table. Take your seats and says, So, any luck finding the box at all?
Yes and no.
Bit of a delicate subject right now, mate.
Bit of a delicate subject? In what way? Have you found it or have you not?
I'm going to quote Lumpkin right now. Yes and no.
We know of its location. In fact, you could say it's almost within our possession.
And where might that be?
With the kobold that's also kind of in our possession?
With the kobold?
That's correct. Who's in our possession.
Oh, I see. You've kidnapped them, have you?
Yeah, let's go with that. Yes.
Roll for deception.
That was noises.
Deception, you say?
Disgrace.
Yep.
Oh, I get +3 on deception.
You're a deceptive bear.
Well, I got 9. That's how deceptive I am.
That is a disgrace.
That's all right, because Thrallson rolled 2.
Amazing.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Brilliant.
Ah, fair enough, then. Have you found any knowledge about other people who might be searching for it? Know who those kobolds were led by at all?
No.
Everybody and his mother knows who that is.
Well, would everybody at Styx over there and their mother like to elaborate?
No.
I think I got that. I wrote that down.
Oh, it's been 2 weeks. Surely you must know. Something.
Do you know my brain is mostly made of fluff?
Okay, but what's your character going to say?
Oh, the sass.
Oh.
Well, okay, fair enough. You don't know anything. There may be stuff that you could have spotted if you were smarter, but you're not so smart, so you may have missed it. No worries. You've got the box. That's the important thing. Right, so would you be able to get it to us tomorrow evening, maybe?
Maybe?
Yes.
Okay, then. Let's say the windmill... At the edge of the city tomorrow evening, let's say 11 o'clock.
11? That's way past my bedtime. 11:30
p.m.
It gives me something to live for.
All right, 11:30. I'll just pencil you in there. And he just gets out a little notebook.
Wonderfully organised.
Yeah.
11:30, deliver
11:30,
box.
11:30, what was your names again?
12 o'clock is a mauling, but that's not related to us, right?
12 o'clock switching hour. That's kind of booked up already. 11:30, what's your names again?
Lumpkin.
Sticks.
Honestly,
I just realised that I'm writing this down myself. I'm so
It's fine. I thought Sam said dicks when he said sticks. And I was like, you've changed.
Wait, his name actually is Sticks?
Fuck you, Tarquin. You little son of a bitch.
Well, we're about to find out if he's a son of a bitch or not.
That's a good, very, very, very good point.
Okay.
Son of a motherless goat.
Right, as you come up, if you come across anybody and they begin asking any questions, just say that you're looking for a particular flower. Let's go with that password.
What kind of flower, though?
No, if somebody asks you, you just say, I'm looking for a particular flower.
Oh, I see, because it's a windmill.
Sure, let's go with that.
Was that an intentional or unintentional pun?
Yes.
Not from you, from Calvin.
Eat a bag of dicks.
That was completely unintentional.
Love it. We're looking for a particular type of flower.
You're in the zone.
Ingrained in you. Oh my God, grained.
What?
In grain.
As in the grain that you grind to get flour. It's ingrained.
It's ingrained in your memories.
Okay, well, I'm flower. Obviously hilarious, and none of you can see it.
So. It took me a little while to realise what the pun I was I had said. I was just like, what? Flower. Yeah, okay, yeah. That was intentional. That was all planned. That
my
was a smart move by me.
Life.
Okay. Right, then, that's all penciled in for you. I expect to see you along with the box there tomorrow. But you then. Have a nice evening.
Cool.
And he waddles off around the corner. Both of you roll perception.
It's all the way over here.
Oh, that sounds like whinging to me. 16 plus 3, 19.
I got 7 plus 0, so that's a big old 7.
Ooh. Okay, Styx, from the peripheral of your vision, you notice a moth crawling up to the window, flying off into the night.
Fucking knew that moth was something.
Okay.
You shouldn't have lost
and
track of it.
Now,
bye-bye, plot! I wave as it fucking flies away.
Yeah. the camera of the movie of this episode follows the moth outside, pans up. It's a crane shot. It's rather lovely.
The lighting is gorgeous.
And the fluttering as the next acts go on to the stage and slowly fades away.
The camera pans and moves towards the a window, and it goes through the window. There's a bit of CG in to hide the cut as it goes towards the studio camera, and it goes through the curtains, and we see Tarquin laying on the bed with his mother at the opposite end of the room.
Spread-legged, ready to be serviced.
Mummy?
Tarquin, my boy, how have you been?
What?
We thought you might have died. Oh, we've missed you, sir.
She sits down and just gives you a big old hug. Squeezes
Mummy, I think you have the wrong room. Daddy isn't in this one. It must be another one.
Tarquin, you've missed so much.
You're not cheating on him,
what happened to you? Technically, no, I suppose. That would imply that we're both together still.
What?
Oh, no. It's been a rather busy couple of weeks. Anyway, where have you been? Where did you go?
Dragon stole me in a toilet.
Makes sense. Yes. We saw that the dragon had taken away the something. We didn't realise. That's where you've been. Oh, my boy, I'm so happy to see you alive.
I'm happy to see you too. I wish I wasn't seeing so much of you. Can you please put something else on?
Yes, certainly.
She picks up her sort of like a cloth that's around there, like one of the sheets, and just wraps it around herself. I've got to say, Tarquin, it's rather weird you choosing
I did not really pick. I just pointed to the first few ones in the catalogue.
Cheapest one.
Well, they don't need to know that. I'm happy to see you. I mean, this means that I can go home. You can take me home. I can go back to, you know, just living in luxury and just spending time just happy, just not thinking about anything. No more wagons, no more cobbles. No more strange.
Here it comes, listeners.
Strange, just.
Brace yourself.
I may have to stop you there, Tarquin boy. We don't have the house anymore.
There it is.
Oh, no.
Huh?
Tarquin, no.
See, when you went away, we were worried for you. We needed to find where you were, where you could be. We didn't know whether you'd been kidnapped or held hostage or what. So we hired people to try and find you. We hired a lot of people, and we weren't doing financially well anyway. So
what?
We kind of got a bit out of hand, and we've hired so many people to find you that we didn't have any more money for the house.
You spent all of our money.
Well, no. My own accounting was perfectly fine. I just didn't realise about your father's gambling debts. That was the issue. That also news, your father is very much in debt to quite a lot of different people.
I mean, but what else is new?
Your cat's dead as well.
Fuck your family, pet.
Mention it as we're recording this episode, but you've probably figured out by now. Alistair is not here, or was not here for the recording of this episode. In fact, he'll be gone for a couple of ones. He'll be back for episode 14, if I've done my maths correctly. I think it was in Abu Dhabi at this point. I can't quite remember. I swear that every time we record, he's in a different place. He's been at Ben's, he's been at mine, he's been at Cumbria, he's been in a Southend, he's been at a flat in London at some point. I can't remember. Anyway, I made a Twitter page recently, and nobody's really following me, but I realise now that's because I haven't actually told anybody that I made a Twitter page. Anyway, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you'll find me at Hobbsless. Which is spelt H-O-B-B-E-S-L-E-S-S. Hobbs, like Calvin and Hobbs. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's the same, Hobbsless. Facebook, it's Calvin Low Fiction. I don't think I'm on anything else. If I am, I shouldn't be. Follow me. I'm sort of witty. I can be witty. Give me a chance, please. 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 Yes, when the dragon took away the piece of the building, unfortunately a bit of rubble landed across different areas of the city, including, unfortunately, your little sweet pussy. But anyway, it's all good now. We've got you back. Well, I've got you back.
How is this good?
You know, I am in a good place. It actually worked quite well.
Are you sure? Because I would call this a hovel.
Well, no. We had a lot of rooms and objects and possessions.
Yes, I liked them all.
Well, it's life's more about things.
Yes, I liked all those things.
Until I came here. You will get used to them without them. You know, I live a good life here now. I'm friends with all people, and actual friends, rather than just, you know, competing with them for status all the time. I rather like the camaraderie here, and Miss Libby, she looks after us.
Okay, fair enough. I think I understand the socialisation, the companionship, all of that. But one thing I don't understand, you spent the rest of our money looking for me. You never cared about me. Why did you spend the rest of our money? I'm angry that you cared about me now. Why?
Well, I've always cared about you.
Oh, you had a very strange way of showing
it. Well, I'm not having sex with you. That's your
question. That's not what. I get up and leave.
The door opens and the other stripper that you hired comes in and just like,
get out of my way and don't you dare do anything with her. Not paying anymore. I get out and go downstairs. I go straight to the bar and I go get myself one of my trademark waters.
A trademark water.
Yes, it's a combination of many
fucking
drinks.
Mind. I know it's. What? Yes.
Your mother comes down the stairwell. She's got something else on. She's got like a gown on now, and just calls across. She can't see if she spots you. Are you trying to hide from her at all?
Not really. Well, I don't want to be seen by her, but I am at the bar, and there is no other place that I would rather be right now.
Okay. Tarquin, are you okay?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. Maybe I got carried away by a dragon, got confronted by a whole bunch of strangers, including one very confrontational orc, had to travel to a really, 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 really dull village, met a very strange, strange child, and took him under my wing. But you know what? I think I'm a bit of a bad influence on him. But you know what? I think that I was able to handle all that a bit more than whatever this is.
So your Tarquin's probably in view of the rest of you guys.
Did we just fucking witness that? Oedipus complex fucking failure.
I'm happy it was a failure.
you can see them, but you're a bit too far away to hear.
Okay. I will see that Tarquin's arguing with a woman, and I'll just assume.
Fair enough, you just happily sat there just watching from a distance.
Not again, mate.
Andrew, however, is actually going to wander up and scuttle up to you, Tarquin. And then he's going to say, "Oh, that was quick, sir. You must be very good."
Don't. Not another word from you.
Who's
none
this?
Of your business. Go back to the table. Go back to Sticks and Lumpkin.
I'm Andrew, miss. Andrew Andrews.
Wait, nice, your name's Andrew?
And how do you know my son?
This is for want
Let's
of a...
Let's see if it hits
for want
him.
Of a
Let's
better
fucking
word.
See if he gets this shit in his head.
My ward. I'm teaching him how to adventure.
Who's your son, miss? Tarquin here is. Oh.
I like the pause between.
I'm on the edge of my fucking seat here. Come on.
Can I have another water, please?
I thought you told me you were a lord, sir.
Well.
Oh.
Technically speaking, I am still just a master. And I am still a master!
You lied to me, sir.
No! You fucking ruined
everything. Are you adventurer, sir?
Go away, Andrew.
No!
He's...
Oh my god.
Andrew.
Leave.
We can't fucking have this now. We've had fucking Ainsley all this time. We fucking loved him.
Okay, so Andrew just sort of like sullen defeated and very, very lost and confused and heads towards the door. He fails miserably at opening the door properly because it's a pull, not a push. But he eventually gets it and he scuttles out into the rain.
He's upset.
No shit, Sherlock!
I just had the worst experience of my life.
Yeah, we've all tried to have your mum. That's not the point.
Oh. How rude.
I've not.
Thank you, Lumpkin.
Lumpkin was used as a rest for your mother's head whilst I was doing it. The point is, fucking Arundel, Arundel, we loved him. To a degree, and it's a real shame that you've just shat on his parade like that. I think you should go and talk to him.
How are we having this conversation? I'm across the room.
Very loudly from the other cross. Yeah. I saw what fucking went down. My perception was relatively high last time. Do I have to roll again?
So you're just yelling across the bar. This
you should go make up! I've had a couple of barrels at this point. I think I'm pretty sloth.
Oh, God.
I love the idea of, like Andrew's probably still within hearing range. It was just like you going, "You've embarrassed him!" That poor witless fool!
Some fuck's just about to start performing on the fucking stage, and I just interrupt as if it was some kind of theatre production.
Just EastEnders across the bar. I turn to my mom and I'm like, see, this is what happens. You come back into my life and you try to interfere and... Ugh! I leave as well. I walk out the bar.
This is going swimmingly.
Talking, where are you heading?
I'm exiting the Libby's bar and I'm looking where Andrew is and I'm going to follow him, but I'm...
Who?
Adrian? Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Alexander.
Okay. Ashley. Yeah. Ashley.
Ashley, that was the one.
Okay, roll for perception.
Don't lose this boy.
5.
Okay. What did he just look around, say?
You look around, but there is no sign of him. It's fairly busy on the street. There's a lot of people traffic, people taking down the market stands and everything like that. So there's several alleys he could have gone down.
Just look for a fence.
Listen to the sound of, oh, shit, no, oh, no, oh, bugger.
I think I'm broken.
Tarkin's just going to, just scream in frustration. Nothing has gone well for him today. Actually, nothing has gone well for him the past 2 weeks, and he is just upset.
Okay, once again, with Tarkin screaming to the air, the camera's going to pan up. And it's dramatic as well. There's lightning going off. And it's howling to the rain. Wind. His cloak and all his several sleeves and his hair is just billowing as he screams outside this bar.
I'm going to stick my head out of the bar door at the time and go, keep it down. These guys are trying to perform. And then slam it.
And the camera's going to pan up again.
pan back up.
And this window is going to contain Ruth and Mrs. Libby and the three kobolds in there.
Ruth is going to just sort of part the curtains a little bit, look out, just sort of nod, close the curtain too, and she's like, you know, you should really invest in some soundproofing on the windows. The walls are great, but the windows just let you down.
Yeah, it's a bit one way, those windows. We of course no sound gets out, but there's nothing we can do much for sound getting in. That's the issue. Let's have a look at this box, shall we?
That's a bit creepy. Could you not get two bits of glass and sort of turn the other one the opposite way so sound doesn't get in and sort of smush them?
I will say that this is probably the third time we've had this now, so I think we should start thinking about it, but it's a good suggestion.
Your sister looking into it, because this is just sad.
I love the thought of this, just you looking out the window going, fucking hell.
Can I see if I can see where Andrew's wandering off to? Run a perception check.
Roll for perception with disadvantage because you don't know that Andrew's out there.
Yeah. What's that? Let me find character sheet. I was on the wrong page. I was on omelets page.
Oh.
I rolled an 8. So with disadvantage, what is my modifier? Perception plus 4. So that was a 12. And 3 plus 4 is 7, 8. It's a number.
7, mate.
I'm bad at maths. No. This is why we invented calculators.
Specifically for you.
3 plus 4.
These are normally a lot more complicated.
I'm sure they are.
I might have fluffed the brains, but...
you don't think to look for Andrew, even though you may be able to see him at this point. You're not knowing that he's wandered off. So all you see is Tarquin screaming to the air. I think I can sort that out.
Yeah,
Mrs. Libby just sort of gets a rock and just sort of rolls it across the window for a bit. Starts vibrating, and it seems to be sort of vibrating.
She was throwing it at Tarquin.
Shut up!
Am I the only one?
That would be funnier. I wish I'd done that. But no, she essentially silences the window for the moment.
Sort this out. Shut the fuck up!
Is I the only one who is about to go, ooh, cool witch magic?
Yes.
The rest of you were like, ah, violence.
Well, violence against Tarquin is always
right,
expected.
Let's talk this through then. Show us this box.
Wait a minute. Right, before this young man get, you know, Hugh Man-Man, that's the name of this kobold, before he gets this...
That's not my name. That's an alias.
You lied to me.
But I was in disguise. Wait, do you not know my name?
It's Hugh Man-Man. Unless you're about
you
to
my name.
Tell me something. Well, have you ever told me your name?
Yes.
When?
Not during the recording, but yes. Between episodes. The other one goes, wait, do you know my name? You know my name, sure, certainly.
Hugh Man-Man Leg?
Doesn't know I'm there.
I think after this, we probably need to have a proper sit down after I've recovered from
an introduction.
Whatever was in that drink that Tarquin gave to me, saying it was water.
Ah, yes, blame the drink, blame the drink.
Classic drink. Water.
Right, so Mrs. Libby, I apologise for this kerfuffle, but this box, we need your advice on it. We don't want anyone else to know outside this room. Your sister knows.
Well, discretion's my speciality. I am curious, though. Well, you know the which way. Hold on, you need to figure out what accent Alistair was using for this character. Because it was not what I just did then.
It was
more of a Cockney accent, wasn't it?
It was a little bit, yeah.
I'll just do a voice, and if it goes wrong, it's not my fault. I'm not supposed to be voicing this character.
Go for it. Fill your boots.
What the heck was the conversation that just said? What was going on?
You were on about discretion.
What did you ask?
I was saying, like, it doesn't leave this room. Like, well, you said you were, you know, discretion sort of your thing.
Okay, yeah, okay. You know, I won't do a deal without a bit of back and forth. So I'll give you information if you give me a bit of information yourself.
Okay. Do you want to go first, or do you want to reveal the box?
One question each, that sounds all right to me. How did you find out about this box?
It was brought to my attention by Mrs. Boar.
Interesting. Do you know how... Oh, no? Your question next? You go ahead?
I want to know what could be in it. Like, I gestured to the kobolds to put it on the table.
They do so. Well, I could... There's a few spells I could try, but they take time.
Open it. Like, this is... With your sister said this was possibly some old... ancient magic.
Well, that's for certain, that is. So your question to me is what's inside it? Oh, I won't be able to know that without at least a day looking at it, doing some scrying spells, or by opening it. So I can answer that question, just not right now.
Okay.
Is that okay for an answer for the
I'll
moment?
I'll accept it. Bit of give and take.
Right. Where did you find this box?
Initially, it was hidden in Kesra's cavern. You know, the dragon not too far from here.
Yeah, I know.
Right next to Bugger All. Right. I got myself captured in order to try and hunt it out. Found a few other stragglers who are now my companions. These kobolds ended up liberating it. But we want to make sure it's safe. Before it goes wherever else.
And, alright. What's your question then? Next one.
What would Mrs. Slade be interested in if she was looking for a box?
Okay, at this moment, Mrs. Libby is just going to back off for a moment and just her eyes will glaze for a moment as she takes a seat. She goes, so Mrs. Slade? Oh dear. If Mrs. Slade wants it, it can't be good.
Can I...
Mrs. Slade is a fanatic,
okay.
Let's say. A bit of history here. When this world was created as we know it, or at least as we witches know it, there were 12 witches. There was one particular one named Mrs. Akatina, or Madam Akatina, as she'd probably call her. Well, she was
defeated a few centuries back. But let's just say she wasn't the best of witches, at least not as far as humans were concerned. She sort of saw that everything that wasn't a witch was beneath her, and still a few witches keep that in mind today, Mrs. Slade included. To my knowledge, to my best knowledge, Mrs. Slade is sort of like a devout to Madame McIntyre. You know, whatever Mrs. Slade wants isn't good for, well, probably good for witches, not good for the common folk.
Can I break protocol and ask a second question?
Go ahead. I went first, you go first this time.
We signed a contract. There was no way past Mrs. Slade. She wrote on our arms. Is this something we should be wary of?
That most certainly is. With that, she knows exactly where you are at any point. She knows that you're in here. She may not know that you're speaking to me, but...
She knows your location, I'm guessing.
Oh, she knows I live here. She knows I live here. We're not the best terms, me and Mrs. Slade, though not enemies, I would say, but not allies either. Kind of evenly matched. We want to keep out of a fight with her if possible.
Oh.
But no, if you got down there, then that's not a good thing, that is. I mean, we could try a few spells to get rid of it, but there's always a chance that we might
alert her.
Alert Mrs. Slade to it. While doing so.
This could be problematic. Well, I asked two questions. It's only fair that you asked two in return.
That's fair indeed. That's fair indeed. You're learning well. Right, okay. So, say that Mrs. Ball wants it. What's she want with it?
She wouldn't tell me. I assume it's to help with her experiments, but she was... very clear that I wasn't to let any other witches know we had it, which, as you know, it's not gone too well.
All right. See, that strikes me as odd, that she wouldn't tell you. That strikes me as very odd indeed.
It was very off-putting when she asked. But I trust her. Like, surely she wouldn't do anything untoward.
Untoward to you? Definitely not. Untoward to the people of this city? Who's to say? Who's to say? She's always been on the beast side rather than the human folk and
but
otherwise.
Surely if she was going to make a move, it would be against the guild rather than the people. She knows I spend my time here.
The guild are the people. The guild protect the city. Get rid of the guild, there's no protection from your base. They keep the balance. Okay. Alright, how many others know about this?
There is Mrs. Boar. Do you mean, like, know we've got it, or know about
now,
the book?
How many do you know that know about this box? Anil?
The kobolds, their queen. No, actually, their queen might not know about the box. The queen just wanted loot. Did they not? My little friends.
We are not telling this witch anything. That's fine. You just won't get anything from me. We are happy with that. Fold her arms and stomp their feet.
Well, so there's Mrs. Boar. There's Mrs. Slade and her thrall. There are my companions. I assume Kesra knows, like, if she's collected it, she's got to have some idea. And then there's sister and the other gentleman in the museum. We went to them first. The kobolds did not trust witches.
Oh, it's getting bigger and bigger. And of course, because they know, other people will know, the world will spread, and things are going to get a bit chaotic around here. I'll tell you what. I still owe you one answer. You leave this box with me? Spoil the turn, do what you want. I'll find out for you what's inside here. And then we can go from there. How's that sound?
To me it sounds okay. Do you kobolds want to stay with the box?
I think it would be wise at least if one of us stayed. You know what? You two stay here. I'll wander the town. He looks directly at Mrs. Libby at this point. if you so ever harm these kobolds in any way, cast a spelling them or charm them or anything like that, I will immediately report to my queen. If you harm these kobolds, then you have declared war. And we will bring our entire force to ensure that we get that box back. Understand? Understood. I have no intention whatsoever of harming these kobolds. I'll stick to that word. So be it. And they both shake hands.
So, I guess we should go and maybe have a chat with the others.
Okay.
Downstairs we go.
I'm Sniff, by the way. Remember that.
Ah, yes, the leader of the kobolds.
Indeed, yes. Oh, you do remember. Wonderful.
I apologise. The water is very
strong. To be honest, I forget the others' names as well, so don't worry about it.
I think there was Kobold Bold at some point.
There's something like that. I don't remember.
Okay.
I just need to tell them the orders. I don't need to remember their names.
They just need to follow.
Do you reckon that entire bit of dialogue was done whilst Tarquin was screaming at the back?
I hope so.
I think so.
Finally just got out of breath.
His throat's really sore.
I think he's just going to start walking in a direction.
Okay, you're wandering out into the street. Okay.
So, as Ruth comes down the stairs in the tavern, I'm sure you're like, by Calvin's beard, like, why is Tarquin screaming in the rain?
Do you guys actually know?
He doesn't appear to be happy, and thus he is screaming.
Why is he not happy? He's in a literal, you know, brothel sort of place. He could bite anything here. Surely that...
I don't think he got on with the lady he wanted to see.
Yes, that's a very, very delicate way of saying he almost fucked his mum.
Wait, what?
What?
His mum.
I think it's best that you mock the shit out of him for it, as opposed to come to me for jokes.
Oh my god, well, you guys stay here, I'm gonna go and rip the shite out of him. Ruth runs out.
I'm going to do this as well.
Oh god. What did I do to deserve this? Oh, exist. Wait, hold on.
Classic Tarquin. Okay, do I have to do a perception check to see if I can find him, or...?
He wandered off, didn't he? Yes, do a perception check.
Well, this is going to go poorly. Woo! Okay, 17.
Okay, yeah, you notice him. He's just sort of, like, ambling slowly, just careening off of walls and fences or towards an alley.
I am going to jog up to him. Be like, Tarquin! Tarquin!
Hello, Ruth.
How are you, your mama's boy? Slap him on the back. You're like, you look terrible. What on earth has happened?
We lost all of our money.
As in, like what you had in your pouch?
No, as in family fortune. I have a secondary pouch hidden somewhere else on my person.
I am not going to ask where you stashed that.
I'm going to tell you.
That is knowledge I did, you know, I'm very happy not to have. How do you know you've lost your family fortune?
That was my mother in there, in the cat costume.
That's your mum.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
Well done, sir. I mean, well done on having a sexy mum.
Thank you.
The entire bar raises their glass.
Yeah! I mean,
she'd have my eggs any day.
Tarquin's mum has got it going on.
That might be going a little bit too far, lad. I mean, but
I'm incredibly upset about what just happened, but she can do whatever she wants. I don't, as long as I'm not involved, I don't care.
Yes.
She's her own person. We've lost our money.
So you've came out here to wallow away in the rain?
No.
Rather than...
Not... I came out to look for... Andrew.
Holy. I don't think I have ever heard you say his name right. Are you developing... Wait. What do you mean, find him? He was drunk. He was basically paralytic. How did he...
He confronted me about it, and I snapped, and I sent him away, and I feel bad. I want to find him.
At this point, you hear a... coming from the other side of the alley.
I did that. it's not Andrew.
Unfortunately, it is not Andrew. You look up to the other side of the road, the alley that you're in, and there's a guy with an eye patch just twizzling his little knife. Couldn't help hearing the name Tarquin being shouted out just then.
Oh. Yes, what of it?
And then behind you, on the other side of the alley, two more goons just come around the corner, crack their knuckles.
Oh,
straighten their necks, roll their shoulders.
You're cracking... You know that's really bad for your hands.
Actually, that's an old wives' tale.
It's bad for their hands because that's normally what I break after someone's done them in the... You know, crack their knuckles in the bar. People tend to break fingers.
It's got to be a lot worse for your face.
You touch my face, I'm going to have an owlbear rip your face off.
Please, Ruth, it's fine. What do you want?
The man in the other side steps forward into the firelight, and you recognise him to be the eye-patched man who was searching around for you in the bar.
Ah, it's a scamper, wasn't it?
Yeah. And he points his knife casually to Ruth. We don't need him. He's the one with the bounty.
Oh, terrific. How much have I got on my head? Can I turn myself in and claim it? I'm a bit short on cash at the moment.
I'm trying to find a good line to end the episode on, but you keep on responding, so we're going to end it there.